भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 22, Text 49. Vainyas,
Tu,
Dhurya,
Mahatam,
Samstitya,
Adhyatma,
Shikshaya,
Apta,
Kamam,
Ivatmanam,
Mena,
Atmani,
Avastitaha. Vainyastu Dhuryo Mahatam, Samstitya Dhyatma Shikshaya Aptakamam Ivatmanam Mena Atmani Avastitaha Vainyastu Dhuryo Mahatam Samstitya Dhyatma Shikshaya Aptakamam ivatmanam Mena atmani avastitaha Vainyastu dhuryo mahatam Samstitya dhyatma shikshaya Aptakamam ivatmanam Mena atmani avastitaha Vainyaha, the son of Vena Maharaj, Pritu, Tu, of course, Dhuryaha, the chief, Mahatam, of great personalities, Samstitya, being completely fixed, Adhyatma, Shikshaya, in the matter of self-realization. Apta, achieved. Kamam, desires. Iva, like. Atmanam, in self-satisfaction. Mene, considered. Atmane.
Atmane.
In the self.
Avastitaha.
Situated. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Amongst great personalities, Maharaj Prithu was achieved by virtue of his fixed position in relation to spiritual enlightenment. He remained satisfied as one who has achieved all success in spiritual understanding. Purport: remaining fixed in devotional service gives one the utmost in self-satisfaction. Actually, self-satisfaction can be achieved only by pure devotees who have no desire other than to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since the Supreme Personality of Godhead has nothing to desire, he is fully satisfied with himself. Similarly, a devotee who has no desire other than to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead is as self-satisfied as the Supreme Lord. Everyone is hankering after peace of mind and self-satisfaction, but this can only be achieved by becoming a pure devotee of the Lord. King Prithu's statements in previous verses regarding his vast knowledge and perfect devotional service are justified here, for he is considered best amongst all Mahatmas. In Bhagavad Gita 9.13, Sri Krishna speaks of Mahatmas in this way: Mahatmanas tumam partha daivim prakritim ashritaha bhajantya anantya manaso gyatva bhutidam avyayam. O son of Prita, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. The Mahatmas are not under the clutches of the illusory energy, but are under the protection of the spiritual energy. Because of this, the real Mahatma is always engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. Prithu Maharaj exhibited all the symptoms of a Mahatma. Therefore, he is mentioned in this verse as Duryo Mahatmam, best of the Mahatmas.
Hare Krishna.
So here in this verse we have a nice description of who is Prithu Maharaj. We can very clearly understand his most important quality, and that is that he is a great devotee. He is the greatest of the Mahatmas. So, what makes the devotee, or what makes a great devotee? It's mentioned in the beginning that a devotee, a pure devotee, has no other desire than to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, it seems that it shouldn't be so difficult, but the process is simple. How we can serve the Lord? Acharyas describe, Shastra talks about. It's easy, but the difficulty comes that we make it difficult. And then why do we make it difficult? Because of desire. As Kapila Dev, he is explaining in the third canto to his mother, Devahuti, that we as jivas, we are the marginal potency of the Lord. And therefore, we can either be attracted by the spiritual potency, which is our natural position, because the soul is Sachit Ananda. But at the same time, because of the minute independence which Krishna gives us, then we can also desire to enjoy. But unfortunately, in the spiritual world, it's only Krishna who is the Purusha, so he enjoys. So then he gives us the opportunity, okay, if you do want to enjoy, then it's also said that we get to see and we get to hear. It's not good to desire something else than to serve to the lotus feet of the Lord. But if we persist due to our independence, then we are thrown into the place of the material world. Now, Krishna, mercifully, he covers us by the external subtle body, which is of the ignorance. So then we can actually survive here. And we can actually think that we are enjoying. Now, this can stay as it is until we desire it. But as soon as we understand that was the wrong choice, so we can immediately end this temporary existence again by desire. And if we desire to say to serve the Lord instead of trying to enjoy something which is not enjoyable, then Krishna will make all arrangements for us to achieve that platform. This is the platform of self-realization. So everything is moving around desire. Whatever the soul desires, it happens, if Krishna sanctions it. Well, because we are just like children, we are part and parcel of Krishna, and he is so merciful, so then the kid is crying, so then the parent, okay, then take it. I cannot see no you crying. Like there was the, when Srila Prabhupada, I think, was describing once that and when he was a small boy, then he was attracted by fan. So then he wanted to put fingers in the fan, see what happens. No, didn't know. So his father, now seeing that, he knew that's a dangerous situation. So then what he did, he switched off the fan. And then the fan was spinning down and down. And when it was slow but still moving, so he knew it's safe now if he puts the finger there. So then he said, put the finger inside. So he put the finger in and he got a little bit touched by the blade. And he got scared. Nothing happened. But that experience made him understood that it is danger. If it will be faster, he gets cut. So from the experience, he didn't touch the fan again. Sometimes smokers, they have problem with plugs, right? No. So the experience, when it's shown, when it's actually experienced, then it's applied knowledge. You take the knowledge, you know, everybody's telling you. Okay, so if you put the finger there, you get cut. If you are smart, you listen to it. But if you cannot, if you need to experience it or seeing others that they get cut when they put it, all right. But as long as you not apply the knowledge, it's not going to be very useful. So we have to aim for the applied knowledge. What we read here, That's great, right? Srila Prabhupada writes so many things in Bhagavatam. All right, that's now during this time in the morning I should listen to it because that's part of the sarana. But what after? After I go home, I forget what was said and I'm doing what I want to do my own way. Then how is this going to work? We need to take that knowledge, what we hear, and apply it in our own life. Okay, Prithu Maharaj, such an exalted personality. So, how does it apply to us? He is fully surrendered to the Lord. Okay, yeah, that's him, but I cannot be. No, I have to do something else. He served the Lord without any desire other than to serve the Lord. Yeah, but that's him. No, I have other things to do. I have to desire. No. Maybe yes, maybe no. But aren't we not here for the purpose to serve the Lord and take example of Prithu Maharaj, develop the attitude of service such a way so then we also serve without desire? Because on that platform we can transcend the Brahma Buddha stage and we can get to serve the Lord in Vrindavan. This that stage of Brahma Buddha, it's as Srila Prabhupada many times mentions, it's very easy to attain. That basically understanding, yes, we don't belong here. So, yes, I can get detached from the material world. I don't need this, I don't need that. But if this stage is attained without desire to continue further, without desire to serve the Lord, it is very dangerous. Why? Because attaining the stage, suddenly you have no desires or you don't have attachments, and that's very easy for one to start to feel proud. Well, now I'm liberated, now I'm this, I'm better than anybody else. And that pride may make one forget what was his goal. And if there is no goal, then one may see it as a, this is the goal. I am satisfied, I'm happy. And if I'm happy, I have no desire to continue. Why should I? So, for a devotee, this is not enough. And devotee, he transcends this stage. This is not the goal. So he takes this another step. But for him, nothing less than Krishna Prema is his goal. So, and that goal is always seen. We want to attain Krishna Prema. And not only that, we want to attain Krishna Prema in this lifetime. It is possible. But it depends on us. If we desire it, not just say it, if we desire it. Because if yes, Krishna makes the arrangements, but we just have to follow. And we have to follow to the extent we will serve him without desire for ourselves. So as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he, in Shikshastaka, when he says, Amanina, Manadena, these are very, very important words. If we can develop the attitude that we can serve without expectations for ourselves, then we can easily serve the Lord for his satisfaction, not expecting anything for ourselves. And even in the material platform, how does devotee attain the platform dhira, right? Dhira means he is always satisfied. How can you be always satisfied if you have expectations? If we have an expectation from somebody, okay, if I go there, he must feed me. He must feed me this. Now, we go, and then now we already expect. Now, if we get what we expect, then we are okay. I knew that it will happen like that. I expected it. So, you are peaceful. If you get more than you expect, then yes, you feel that much better. But if you don't get what you expect, if you get less than you expected, are you going to be happy? Unlikely. So if you learn to not to really expect it for yourself. Yeah, okay, the devotee is inviting me for prasad. All right, let's go. We will have sadhu sangha. We will have nice kirtan. If there is something, great. But my expectation is the sadhu sangha. Now, we come there, and whatever happens, it will give satisfaction. And if there will be prasad, that much more satisfaction will come. And if it's prasad and maybe some gift, darati prati grihnati, then even that much more satisfaction will be there. So we didn't expect, but that much more we got. If you expect, it's only this much. And if you don't get, then you are not happy. So dhira means amanina and manodena. He is able to respect others. So if we can develop that attitude, if we can develop the way how to serve others and not to expect for ourselves, then if we can do it among devotees, then what is the problem? Then the same attitude develop with the Lord. And if we can develop that attitude, then we can easily attain great affection for the Lord. So it's up to us how we are going to approach it. Krishna is giving all the opportunities. He is sending his devotees to preach, so to spread the Krishna consciousness. We get to hear it, we get to see it, we get to experience it. Now the question is, do we want to? Everybody says so. But if we want to go back to Godhead in this lifetime, we have to do something seriously about it. And the opportunity is here. Kapiladev, he says that just by performance of devotional service, the subtle body, the material subtle body dissolves. That means the ahankar, the false ego, the material mind, and material intelligence, it dissolves. Same like when you eat food, so it dissolves by the fire of digestion. And that's just by simply performance of devotional service. But when we perform the devotional service, that service should be performed with faith. Faith that the Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra are right, that we should follow them. And by following them, we can attain what they say. That's faith. And then by following, we get the knowledge, we apply the knowledge, and from the application we get the realization. When we realize, yes, he was right, oh, it works, you get more faith. So that way you take another instructions and you follow even with more determination, more enthusiasm, you get more faith. The process of devotional service goes from Shraddha to Prema. But if you look at it, all the stages are just about different levels of faith. It's a different level of Shraddha. Prema being the full faith that Krishna is only my shelter and nothing, nobody else. That's prema. So if we can develop that attitude, that we want to take shelter of Krishna, opportunities are there. Just we have to take it. Any questions? Yes. Give a mic.
Prithivarana Prabhu, I'd like to know more about experience by hearing. A couple of weeks ago in a class, Bhaktivedya Purnamaraj talked about how the Kumaras didn't have to experience life on the gross platform. They were so advanced, they could actually experience everything just by hearing. I seem to not be able to do that. I seem to need to experience it on the gross platform to get the message, to get the lesson. But someone like yourself, in the Brahmachari order, with, I take it, intentions to stay that way, must be getting some realizations, must be getting some vigyan just by hearing. So could you describe how that works?
I can try. You see, the process of realization of anything comes then either by not hearing, or by seeing, or by experience. So the Brahmachari, yes, then he should be, you know, getting the realization by hearing or seeing. Then if he cannot get the realization, then he goes to a grihastha ashram, then he should get the realization by the experience. But it's any of these. The difference between these processes is that by hearing, it's the least painful. Like somebody tells you, okay, don't put hand into the fire, it's hot. If you can listen to that, and you realize, okay, my father told me I should not put hand to the fire, I will never do it. And he doesn't experience any pain. If he cannot understand it, then he will see people around, they put the hand there and they get burned. Oh, that must hurt really. Oh, I shouldn't do that. If he can experience that much and that's enough for him to realize, that's also great. But he may say, well, that's them. I am different. No, I'll put there and nothing will happen to me. Look, he will put, gets burned. Oh, that hurts so much. I will not do it again. So he also learned by the experience. It's painful. But at the end, all three got the realization. So the Brahmachari getting the realization by hearing or by seeing and practicing the spiritual life, the Grihastha, he may have to go through the Grihastha life and then experience it by practice. But at the end, he renounces the Grihastha life. And he will get the same realization as the Brahmachari got in the beginning. So at the end, both can very easily attain the same realization. We don't belong here. So, and it is by the Shastra, it is said that those who can remain as a brahmachari, they must have gone in previous lifetimes through the Grihastha. So they also had to suffer as somebody whom will be suffering this lifetime. So there is no difference, it's just the difference in time. So one should not be proud that, oh look, I don't have to go now through Grihastha Ashram. That's not the point. But if one has to go, then yes, one should go through it very sincerely and try to realize that it is not the place for me and I want to go back to Godhead this very lifetime. So the realization, no, through any of these will be the same. But the point is that one has to want to realize, because there is also the fourth category, a person who experiences, but it was this time, next time it will not happen to me, and not at this time, not at this time, not, and he will do it again and again, and no, that's a muda. What can he do? So he doesn't realize, and he will be here for some more time.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Yes.
Hare Krishna, thank you for class. You spoke very nicely on not having expectations. So in this connection, is there room for such a thing as optimism or pessimism?
Yes.
Optimism or
optimism.
Pessimism? Or is that fruitive, counted as fruitive, mundane thinking?
Optimism is very good. Optimism now contributes to enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. Now you have to be enthusiastic, utsaha, to do something, right? If you are not enthusiastic, means you cannot focus the mind onto it. How will you perform any activity? Mm. It will be very difficult.
So it would seem that when we are optimistic, we are relating
but
to it as...
Optimistic for what? Mm. See, again, the desire is there. If you are optimistic, now, that, yes, I can become millionaire, I can do gamble, right? So let's go for it. No, I will be, no, I'm devotee, so therefore, no, Krishna will, no, hold me, I can go to casino, I can put, no, I don't know, $1,000 on red nine, and then I will win everything. No, why should you do that? Krishna is the most merciful to a devotee when he becomes Hari. He takes everything away. And if the devotee starts to, you know, tries to, you know, struggle and get it back, then he will take it again. Until, you know, he gives up. Okay, everything is gone. No relationships, no friends, no money, house, everything is gone. Then he, you know, understands, okay, I have nothing else, I have nobody else to surrender to. Okay, I'll send it to Krishna. So, but he can only do it to those who can surrender. So that's the most, he is the most merciful. So optimistic, yes, we have to be optimistic. Optimistic in that we can achieve Goloka this lifetime. That's our goal. And how? Follow Guru Sadhu Shastra. Through Bhagavatam, it's very clearly mentioned how we should do it. Many devotees did it. Then why not we? If we are going to be pessimistic, oh, Prithu Maharaj, he is so elevated. Where I am? No, I cannot compare to him. No, I have to go and no do something else. I cannot really read this. No, it's too. Yeah. We have to be sure. We have to have faith that we can also achieve Krishna Prema. And how? By the association of devotees. And how do we associate with devotees? By Darati Prate Grihnati, Guhe Makiti Prichati, Bhungte Bojayate. And then we will achieve the highest goal. So optimism is good. But we should be optimistic for developing spiritual realization. the spiritual life, not that we will be optimistic to develop some material attachments.
May you describe the difference between enthusiasm and laulyam? And what if devotee says that, okay, I don't have such a laulyam, but I do what's required for me. Okay, just enthusiasm, laulyam.
Okay. See, enthusiasm that one is desiring, there's an activity, right? So you have to be enthusiastic to focus the mind to perform the activity. Then laulyam, as far as I understand, it's like a state of happiness. So it's a position that yes, we satisfy Krishna, and there is nothing more we need. So the enthusiasm, it's that we need to fix the mind into something, an activity, to perform the activity. But the laulyam, it's a state of we are performing the action for Krishna, not desiring anything back.
Comes to me like two levels of desire, but I don't see any kind of difference. It's enthusiasm, laulyam, intense desire, and I still, if it's or it's the same.
Okay, see, the laulyam, it's a specific happiness which one achieves without expecting it. But enthusiasm, it's a general activity. You are enthusiastic because you have some goal and you expect to achieve the goal. So to put the mind into it to achieve the goal, so you have to perform the activity. Now, if you perform the activity with enthusiasm, then you will be naturally better situated. But the laulyam is already in a state of perfection. So the devotees, they perform the activity without expectation anything, for anything. They just do it to please Krishna. So enthusiasm is to enthuse you. You have to enthuse yourself and the mind to get into it. But in the state of laulyam, you don't need to do that. It's self-motivated. See the difference? Enthusiasm is, in general, you need some motivation to achieve some goal, right? You say like, okay, you want to go to Calcutta, right? Why would you go to Calcutta? Something is there, right? You have to have some war, or no, your friend is coming, or something must be there. Why would you otherwise go to Calcutta? Just because there's nothing to do? I don't think so. There is some motivation. So, and then because your friend is coming, you are going to pick him up from the airport, you are enthusiastic. Okay, let's do that, let's arrange the car and let's go and so I can be there not before he arrives and then I will see him after many years. So you need the enthusiasm not to do that. If you are not enthusiastic, if somebody else is coming, not your friend, then you will not put the same energy into it. Right? But when you are on the state of that you are fully absorbed, the person is everything you have. You are not fully focused on the person. Then you don't need the expectation that you will get something out of it. So you naturally, perform. This is like the highest platform of enthusiasm. It's a self-motivated. There is no need other external motivation. It doesn't have to be your friend, or doesn't have to be something which motivates you to do it. You are motivated all the time, every moment, to please Krishna.
That means Lauliam means state of raga, spontaneous,
yes.
Devotion service.
Yes, and not just that, but even without expectation, it's just a spontaneous. No, it's a pure unalloyed devotional service.
It belongs to the Raganaga Bhakti, right?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for a nice class. Thinking of the father instructing maybe the child not to put his hand in the fire, and then the different stages of what the child could be, that they listen to the father, then or they don't listen and they have to feel. I'm thinking that it depends a lot on faith, on the instruction of the father. So I would like to know how to get that faith to believe in the father, or to find the father. What gives you the faith to find the father that can give you that instruction, or it's coming to the scriptures, so maybe you could explain something on faith.
Okay, the faith is developed by relationships. So then when the child has a good relationship with the father, so he sees the father as an example. So whatever the father says, he will do. But if he doesn't see the father as an example, or he is something against him, or the father doesn't deal properly with him, so then whatever he says, there is a tendency, I will not do, just by default. And it can be good instruction, but because of the relationship, he will have the tendency not to follow. So how to get the children, especially, not to follow, is to develop good relationship with them. And that the same thing, it's in adults, but the adults, they have already the intelligence developed, so then they can understand. But the children, it's just a mental platform. So then if we can get through to the child, so just by having good relationship, they will have full faith in that what we say, that's what they should do. Okay, so then the spiritual context is, as we develop the relationship, say with the father, with the mother, so then what happens? Now when the child grows, so then the parents, they naturally see, okay, my child needs education. So then they put the child into the school, but then it's not so easy. See, they must have faith in the teacher, that the teacher can develop the relationship, and then he can bring the child up. And when they have the faith, before they put the child into the school, they must not tell the child that they have faith, and they must not expand their faith into the teacher onto the child. So when the child comes into the school, he already has faith that the teacher can help him. So then he will immediately approach him, Yeah, my father, no, my mother told me that, no, you can teach me, so please teach me. I would like to no study, no, under you. So because he surrenders this way, the teacher can teach him. But if he is there, no, because the parents want, but no, he doesn't want, or he wants and the parents, no, 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 he's not good teacher, no, don't go there, no. So then when they spoil the faith, it won't work. No, education is all about faith. So then the teacher and then like the spiritual master, the same way he can expand his own faith onto Krishna. So through, because that teacher has the faith in Krishna, so then the same, he teaches the student, then he expands his faith, he gives his faith to him that you should also have faith in Krishna, because Krishna, no, this is how he teaches, that's how, no, he expands, that's what he says, and that's what he does. So don't be afraid, have faith that Krishna can deliver you, no, in this lifetime. And because the relationship is established, then only he is going to listen. But if it's just no teacher who no sees the student no 1 hour a day, just get some no math exam, and then after it he doesn't see him no for the rest of the day or week, then what relationship they can develop? So it is about the relationship. And then as the relationship deepens, then the student is able to get closer, and he will now follow the instructions because he will be more surrendered to the teacher. Because the first quality of a devotee is surrender. First quality of a student is surrender. Surrender is the first. Whatever you do. See, the student comes into the school, and as long as he does not surrender, what can he do? But if he surrenders, surrender means he can follow the instructions of the teacher. So when he can follow, then he can teach him. But if he's not surrendered, then he tells him something to do and he's not going to do it, so then it will be bad for him. So he cannot progress. So that surrender is important. But why should he surrender? He must have some reason. So he must see that the teacher is his well-wisher. He is going to help him. He wants his best. And that takes time. So therefore, Gurukul also now starts at 5, as Srila Prabhupada says. Just for the sake of developing the relationship. It's very difficult to develop a relationship with a teenager. Not deep relationship. But with the small children, it's much easier.
I just wanted to understand it a bit more too with spiritual master and disciple, because sometimes disciples don't see their spiritual masters, so I guess it goes into instructions, not that personal relationship.
But
so how does that
there
go?
Is no difference between the spiritual master and the instruction. But as long as the disciple can follow the instructions. You see, sometimes if the conditioning of the disciple is very much, so then the vapu, or the body, no, it's more important. But as he progresses, he purifies himself, the vani becomes predominant. But it's the vani which gives him actually the ultimate chance that he can go back to Godhead.
What if on the, you know, surrender may become strong at the beginning, then it may go weak, or it may go strong, you know, like there might be times when you feel more surrendered, so then maybe that interferes with that instruction.
Well, everybody has his ups and downs, no, so, but as long as one keeps the determination, then there is no fault. Even if a devotee falls down, as long as he keeps the enthusiasm that he wants to again come to the same platform, and he doesn't commit Vaishnava Parah, then Krishna doesn't see him anyway, nor fall down. He's still not seen as a saintly devotee. That's us, because we are conditioned, We are maybe looking for some opportunity to now mark somebody as fallen down, but Krishna doesn't do that. Now, on other side, actually, no. If somebody now falls down, then we can take the opportunity and do service for the devotee to make him again come to the platform as he was. So we can develop a deep relationship with the particular devotee.
Hello, Hare Krishna. I want a very practical, realistic solution to my question. I'm not a very spiritualistic person. My faith in God or Lord becomes very strong when I'm expecting something, a result in an examination, or when my family is sick. My faith grows very strong. But in my daily life, I'm not so faithful towards Him. I mean, He's there, I'm here, I respect Him, that's it. So how can I bring that much faith which I develop during my time of danger or during my time of when I anticipate something in my daily life? I want a very practical solution towards it because I don't have it. My examination is there.
There's no problem, just by practice, because it's the faith. So now we have so much faith in ourselves that because I am doing, I am working, I'm making the money, I can know supply, I can get to the hospital, I can arrange this, it's I and mine. So it's all right, in the beginning stage it's okay. But we should always see, but there are other people, like Prithu Maharaj, there are pure devotees, they have so much faith in Krishna, they don't have to go through the suffering as we do. So how can we achieve that? So there are levels. So, and during those levels, we develop the faith that we can also do it. So therefore, sadhu sangha is very important. So we have to associate with the devotees and read Srimad Bhagavatam to be able to purify the heart so we can see and understand that we also are spirit soul. And our state here in the material world is just a temporary one. But right now, we may be not conditioned, but that's temporary. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna gives. Now, he tells us, okay, the best is full unconditional surrender. But if you cannot do that, then perform nishkam karma. If you cannot do that, then sakam. Sakama means that you perform the activities, whatever you want to do, but the results you offer to Krishna. And if you cannot do that, then at least be a pious man. So perform pious activities according to the Shastra. Because that will put you into the platform of goodness. And from the platform of goodness, then you can very easily attain platform of devotional service. But if somebody can get the faith that, oh, what am I doing here in the material world? No, I don't want to be here. So that person in a moment, he can transcend all the goodness and anything and immediately surrender to the Lord. It's according to the desire. So whatever you do, you do. But do it with the knowledge that there is always something else which you can achieve. Don't think that what you are doing now, that's a perfection. Now, as long as you keep yourself looking that, okay, I'm doing this for now, but after 10, 20 years, children are big, they can take care of their mother, so I can just renounce this grihastha life, and I can also become a devotee, I can also go and preach, right? Because what's the point of as an old man being engrossed in the grihastha life? That's very, very troublesome. Yeah? Hare Krishna. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki? Srila Prabhupada ki? Jaya Nitai Gaur Paramananda.